Well, appreciate your prayers this afternoon. Look into the Word of the Lord for a little bit. I'm thankful, as the song we sang said, that there is a shelter. I believe we need it. I don't believe any of us are really equipped of our own to be able to stand in the times that we're living in, to stand against the enemy of our souls. But I'm thankful that there's one that we can find shelter in His arms, that we can run to Him in our time of need. I'd like to begin in the book of the Song of Solomon, share with you something the Lord's been encouraging and blessing me with, and pray that it would do the same for you. Written on the board, the words beside the shepherd's tent. Song of Solomon. So, love song, love story. I'd like to begin here in the first chapter of the Song of Solomon, first chapter in the seventh verse. It says, "Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions?" You read this idea throughout this book. O thou whom my soul lovest. This is a story, as I mentioned, it's a love song, a love story. And it so aptly fits the analogy, the picture that's given as Christ, as the bridegroom in His church, as the bride. The love that there is to exist between the two, the Lord who gave His life for us, and the love that we should reciprocate to Him. We see it throughout the song, but I really want to focus on these couple verses here. O thou whom my soul loveth, tell me where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest. It would seem that the man to whom she's addressing herself was, as was common in that time, a shepherd, the keeper of sheep, one who would follow and care for the sheep. And her desire and her longing was, in the absence of her lover, where are you? I want to be in your presence. I want to be with you. I miss you. I long for you. I remember those times whenever I lived in Oklahoma. Katrina lived in Louisiana. Some 700 miles that separated us. And I remember those times that we'd say goodbye for a time and I had to go back home or she had to go back home. And I remember where my mind was, and I remember the longing and counting the days of how long it would be until I would see her again. I hope we can relate to some of what this woman was feeling. There's one that I love. I don't see him. I long to be with him. The shepherd, man who is caring for the flock. Tell me where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. Especially in the heat of the day, as was common, a shepherd would lead the sheep out and find some place of water for them. And in the afternoon time, it was customary that maybe the shepherd would rest in the heat of the day and the sheep would stay there in the flock or right nearby. Why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock. It seems as if it's a different voice now, perhaps a chorus of folks in response to this woman's longing, her cry for her lover. And it says, if you don't know where he is, O thou fairest among women, go thy way. Go forth by the footsteps of the flock, because that's where the shepherd is. If you're looking for the shepherd, if you're looking for the one that you love, go by the footsteps that he trod. Go by the way that the flock is gone. You know that we're not the only ones to trod this way. We're not the only ones in our time to take the way of the Lord. There's one who has gone before us. The Lord himself has gone this way before us. He's trod the way, and not he alone, but many, many, many of a cloud of witnesses have gone on before. You know, it's the same old paths in the same way. We read in Jeremiah, the sixth chapter, it says, Maybe we'll just turn and read that. Hold your place here. Let's look at Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. Jeremiah, a prophet to a wayward people of Israel, the Lord was trying to call after and to turn around. Jeremiah chapter 6 in the 16th verse. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Oh, how many times over and over has a generation of people said, we'll find our own way. We're going to try it for ourselves. I heard what my parents have said, and grandparents, the old gray heads have heard what they've said, and I know what their ways are, but I think I can find my own way. Perhaps you've heard something of a variation of, there are many ways to heaven. The Lord knows your heart and your way, and you just strike out with a desire to find God, and you'll find Him. You'll find Him along some whatever path of life. No, that's not the way. Whenever in our generation, we're in a time, I trust that every one of us have the same cry of this woman. Lord, I long for You. I long to be in Your presence. I long to be near unto You. I love You. It's the foundation. It's what makes this salvation work. It's what makes it unique from every other religion of the world. It's founded on love. Lord, I long to be in the shelter of Your arms. Lord, I long to be in the place where You feed the rest of the flock. Lord, I long to be in the company of You and of Your people, of Your flock. So the instruction was to a wayward people here. And you read throughout the scriptures of people being likened also unto sheep. Jeremiah, the 50th chapter. Jeremiah 50 and verse 5. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people hath been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. They've forgotten their resting place. They've forgotten that there is a shelter by the shepherd. They've forgotten where their safe habitation is. And they're wandering through the mountains. They're wandering from hills to the mountains, looking for a place where they could find rest to your souls. So it says in the 6th chapter, as we read, stand in the ways. And such a multitude of ways and paths that people are choosing today. Lord, where is the good way? Lord, I want to look for the footsteps of the Master. I want to look at those who have gone on before with victory in their souls. It's not that we're following a man's way, a man's religion, but I want to go the way of the shepherd. You'll find the sheep that are following along, those who have been faithful to the Lord. Mankind may try to isolate and say, I don't need God's people. I don't need others. I'm just following me and Jesus. We're going to find our own way. But you know, if you're seeking after the shepherd and I'm seeking after the shepherd, we're going to find him in the same way. It's a good way. It's a good path because the shepherd himself has sought the path out. He knows the hills. He knows the mountains. He knows the dangerous areas. He knows the predators that are in the area. And it is the shepherd's calling, it is his responsibility to guard the flock, to guard the sheep. Many times that it was the owner of the sheep themselves or their own family members who would keep the sheep by day and by night. They had a vested interest in the sheep. So we read in John the 10th chapter about an hireling There's a difference between a hireling and a shepherd. There's a difference between one who's paid to watch over the sheep, doesn't really have their best interest at heart, is just there for his own benefit, his own enrichment, and one who has a vested interest in the well-being of the sheep. You know, our shepherd has given his life for the sheep. He has a vested interest in our well-being. He has a vested interest in our spiritual prosperity and in our safety. Oh, do you want to follow in his path? In the way that the shepherd has gone, where he makes the flock to rest at noon. Go forth by the footsteps of the flock and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents. What a good place to be. What a good, I don't know what picture that draws in your mind, but whenever she's found the shepherd, the one that her soul was longing for, and whenever maybe she saw from a distance the flock of the sheep and her heart kind of skips within her and says, this is the place that I want to be. I've found it, as the song that we sing says, I have found it, Lord, in thee. My wandering is over. My searching here and there for satisfaction is over. I found it. I'm in the place where I belong. I have a good home in the fold of my Lord, where his sanctified children all dwell. I'm glad that I heard the truth from his word, and now with my soul all is well. You know, that's a place of safety, of protection. Sheep by nature are prone to wander. They're prone not, I believe, out of rebellion. I'm no expert in sheep. Not out of rebellion or stubbornness, but out of distraction. Out of just, they get their head down and they're following their nose and they aren't paying attention to what's happening, and the shepherd has to call them back in. The shepherd never drives. The shepherd never by force tries to coerce or drive the sheep along, but he leads gently along. They know his voice. We read of the words of Jesus. The sheep know the shepherd's voice. Another shepherd will they not follow. He protects and watches over the sheep. Remember being in the mountains of Scotland where they turn their sheep loose. Sheep wandering all over the mountainsides. And as I was walking along a path on the mountains there, I just stopped and watched. Me and the brother that was with me, we stopped and watched the sheep. And there was a mother and her little young lamb, and the lamb had been distracted and had, over course of some minutes, had wandered away, and the mother had gone around a rock, and we were up on a higher vantage point and we could see the whole picture. The little young lamb that had gotten distracted, had gotten its mind off of where the mother was, and had wandered away until the mother was out of sight. Whenever that realization happened, it was distressed and started bleeding and running, and then it heard another bleat, a familiar sound of its mother's voice, and came running over to it. Folks, we're prone to become distracted. We are prone as people to be distracted and to begin to wonder, to begin to stray. But you know, there's safety in the fold. There is safety in the flock of the Lord. There is safety where the shepherd is. We read of David as not as one that's an hireling, but David is one whose heart was for the sheep. Whenever David watched the sheep and a lion came determined to destroy, to take the lives of some of his sheep, David put his life between him and the sheep. When it was the lion, when it was the bear, not going to let you have one of my sheep. You're going to have to face me before you can get to them. Aren't you thankful today for a shepherd who's willing to put his life between us and the terrible one? Who's willing to say, you've got to get through me before you can touch them? There is a place today of safety and of protection, but it's beside the shepherd's tent. It's not out on the outskirts or on the fringes. It's not wandering the mountainsides alone, but it's next to the shepherd's tent. That's where the place of safety and protection and refuge is for us today. Lord, help us today not to forget our resting place, not to forget what is our peaceable habitation beside the shepherd's tent. I want to anchor my soul there. I want to keep myself in such a place. Read here even a little further up in the first chapter of Song of Solomon. He said, "They made me a keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard have I not kept," using the analogy of the keeping of a vineyard. You know, we can get into a place that maybe I'm watching for others, but I'll say for me as a minister, with a responsibility to feed the flock and feed souls, that, you know, I have a responsibility first and foremost to my own soul. Lord, I want to pitch my tent beside the shepherd's tent. I want to be right there. And the scripture talks about ministers or pastors, that their calling is that of a shepherd, that it is to lead gently, that it's not to lord over. But you know, a minister can only be a shepherd as they follow the chief shepherd, as they're able to follow and hear the sound of the chief shepherd, who Peter writes about when he, the chief shepherd, shall appear, will be with him. Whenever the shepherd hears the chief shepherd's voice, must be able to recognize and follow that also. But you know, every one of us, in some capacity, in some way, I dare say, have the responsibility of a shepherd. For those that are married, perhaps it's the spouse, children, those that I'm of responsibility for, those that are watching on my life. Lord, help us to lead them to the shepherd, to lead them beside us, said, feed thy kids, feed your young ones beside the shepherd's tent. Teach them where is the good way. I'd like to turn now to one of the most familiar passages in the Bible. Perhaps John 3 and 16 and Psalms 23 would be some of the most easily recognizable passages of Scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want or be in lack. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The shepherd has a way of, it talks about a tent, the shepherd's tent, so that the shepherd can pick up his tent easily and move it somewhere else. Because the shepherd is looking out for the prosperity of the sheep. I want to take them to a place, if they've already grazed this area and the grass is gone or the water's dried up, I'm going to take them somewhere else where they can be fed and they can be watered. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I found my home. I found the place that I want to abide forever. My soul's satisfied. I'm not longing. I'm not looking for something else. Beside the shepherd's tent, where the shepherd is, and where the shepherd is calling his own and leading his own, there is protection and there's shelter from danger. Prophecy spoke of Jesus saying that he would be a shelter, a refuge from the blast of the terrible one and from the storm. There is a place we're saying about, we're looking at here. There is a place by the shepherd where there's protection. Whenever I get caught in the briars and the brambles, there's one that'll come looking for me. There's one who recognizes and fills the void of where I should be. and is willing to come at times if I need it. He's willing to carry me in his arms. He's willing to protect, to feed, to anoint my head with oil if I maybe I've got some sores and infection would try to set in. The Lord will anoint our head with oil. The Lord will restore our souls. But that's not in any other place but by the shepherd. I want to challenge and encourage us this afternoon. Our refuge, our protection, the key to our spiritual prosperity is abiding right beside the shepherd's tent. Abiding right next to the Lord, just as close as I can get to him. I don't want to try to wander out to the outskirts and, well, I think I can still see around. I think I can maybe still hear his voice if he calls. But I want to be one clambering to get just as close to the tent as I can. If I don't see him, I want to hear the sound of his breathing. I want to know that I'm as close as I can be to him. That if I cry out in distress, he'll hear my cry because I'm nigh unto him. May the Lord bless and encourage each one of us this afternoon. There is a safe place beside the Lord. He cares for every one of us. His heart is, he has a vested interest in every one of us. And his heart and desire is to lead us beside the still waters in our life. Though the enemies may encamp round about us, he said right in that place, in the fold beside the shepherd's tent, he'll prepare a table for us. He'll prepare a place for us that I can still feed, that I can still, regardless of what the situation is around me, regardless of how hostile the circumstances or the environment around me, how unconducive it is to living a godly life, if I'll abide by the shepherd's tent, the Lord will prepare a table for me there. There will never be a shortage of fresh water and of food for us to feed our souls on besides the shepherd's tent. You pray for me. Amen.